For you and I, the ascension is a past event. We've never had the experience of Jesus walking among us, along with us. But for the apostles, the ascension must have been a very dramatic event. It was really a turning point, in a sense, in their lives. Up to that time, Jesus had walked with them. He had taught them. He had given them guidance. He had encouraged them. But suddenly, he is taken from them. But as he is taken from them, he gives them a mission. He says to them that they are to go into the whole world, to all people, and they are to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Not only are they to go and to baptize, but they are to teach. They are to teach everything that Jesus had commanded. That was the mission that was theirs. But Jesus also gave them a promise. The promise that he would be with them until the end of the age. The mission and the promise were not only for those early apostles and disciples, but they are also for you and I. You and I too have received a mission in virtue of our baptism. You and I too have received the promise that he would be with us. But ours is the mission to go into the whole world, to bring people to faith in Jesus Christ, to give them new life through baptism, and to teach them to observe all that Jesus has commanded us to observe. It would be easy to kind of think, well, Jesus gave that mission to someone else. But the mission is a mission for each and every one of us. In order to carry out that mission, you and I must come to know the person of Christ Jesus. In the second letter today, which is a beautiful but somewhat complicated letter to understand, Paul points out for us a vision of Christ. In a sense, it's a cosmic vision. He talks about Christ as Lord of the whole universe. And he says that he is head of his body, the church. He talks about how it fills with fullness all of the universe. What is he saying? He is saying that Christ Jesus wants to gather all people, all humanity, to himself. And gather them all to himself and making them members of his body. He wants to present us at the end of time to his Father as his great gift to the Father. Our task is to participate in this saving action of Jesus Christ. This saving action of gathering people to himself, making them members of his body, preparing them for that day that they'll be presented as the Jesus Christ's great act of love to his Father. It's important for us to see ourselves as members of his body, but also to see ourselves as gathering others in, inviting others to be part of this body, inviting others to be part of this great gift that Jesus wants to offer to his Father. That's what our mission is about. Making Christ known to others. Welcome them into membership in the body of Christ. Leading them to those life-giving waters. We do it in many ways. But I want to suggest that we do it most by the quality of our lives. The quality of our love. The quality of our compassion. The quality of our care and service to one another. The way we overcome our own selfishness. To be attentive to the needs of people around us and even the people far from us. We do it by our forgiveness of one another. And it seems like life in the Christian community always gives us plenty of opportunities to forgive. But in our ability to reach out and touch each other with compassion and forgiveness and mercy, we bear witness to Christ Jesus. And to the extent that we fail to do that, we fail to live up to our mission. We fail to make Christ known to other people. On this feast of the Ascension, we remember Jesus ascending to the Father. But in some way, we have ascended with him. Because, as Paul tells us, our lives are now hidden with Christ in heaven. Part of us is there. Christ, our head, is already there. We continue to live here, but Paul tells us that we are now citizens of heaven. Our lives have to be more focused on the things of heaven rather than on the things of earth. As we have been buried with Christ in baptism, we have risen with him. We now live with him in some way in the presence of the Father. And our hope, our challenge, is that we will live with him forever. Live with him forever in the Father's kingdom, where we will know forever the love, the peace, the joy of the Father's kingdom.